With all the breaking news out of Washington yesterday, maybe you didn't hear this announcement from Fed Chair Janet Yellen.
Today, the Federal Open Market Committee decided to raise the target range for the federal funds rate by 0.25 percentage point, bringing it to 1 to 1.25%.
Well, that rate hike was the fourth in 2 years after a long period of near zero rates following the financial crisis. Diane Swonk is CEO of DS Economics in Chicago. She also advises the Federal Reserve. Diane, welcome back to Here and Now.
It's always great to be here.
All right. So what should we take away from this latest rate hike?
You know, I think the most interesting issue is it's an affirmation that the U.S. economy is doing much better than it was. It's still not where a lot of us would like, of course. But can you imagine a year ago that we'd have three rate hikes and sort of financial markets going,
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was really kind of shrugged off. And there was one comment that really struck me when Chair Yellen said, you know, as we deal with not only this, but our humongous more than $4 trillion balance sheet and try to drain it down, we'd like it to be kind of like watching paint dry, that they really want it to be a non-issue for the U.S. economy, that it won't be disruptive, that this is a Fed now just trying to move towards something that's resembles normalcy.
Well, so you make a really good point there, because you're right. The markets haven't like spiraled into a panic at the loss of potentially cheap money. And unemployment has been low, 4.3% in May nationally. But on the other hand, inflation has been lower than the Fed wants to see, under 2%. So, I mean, given that economic indicator, how healthy is the economy right now?
You know, certainly the Fed would like to see more of a warming trend. We've got a heat wave in Chicago, but they'd like to see more of a warming trend in the overall U.S. economy in both wages and inflation. And I think that was where one of the biggest surprises in the Fed statement, they acknowledged, yeah, inflation is a little cooler than they liked. But when Chair Yellen came out and talked about it, she said, well, we think it's due to these one-off factors. There's the cell phones. They not only adjusted for the quality of cell phones, but they also have now offering these unlimited data packages, which has reduced the cost. There was also a one-time drop in prescription drug prices. I say one-time because I pay for prescription drugs and I know how expensive they are. So the Fed's looking at those and saying, well, those were one-offs and we think it's transitory. That said, I have to admit, I'm a little bit cautious myself on what I see in wages. I'd really like to see a lot more acceleration in wages before the Fed gets too far ahead on rate hikes. And it's interesting how the Fed didn't bring up that four-letter word, data. They actually talked more about, you know, this being not disruptive. And we have to admit, for all of the things that we're worried about, the Fed getting ahead of themselves, let's face it, it's actually easier financial conditions. Mortgage rates have come down since the Fed first started raising rates. So who would have thought?
So explain that a little bit, because the conventional wisdom would be that if the prime rate goes up, so should mortgage rates.
Exactly. And it didn't. And it also underscores how little effect the Fed really has. I mean, there's, you know, perception is reality. So, you know, financial markets, they're competing with this idea that financial markets had at the beginning of the year that we'd have something called a reflation trade, that all of the policies that the new administration were coming in would be enacted very rapidly and it would really juice growth and we might have some overheating even out there. And that has come off. And I think for good reason. I think there's a lot of doubts about what on the agenda can get done for Congress. There's a lot on their plate right now. So that's come off, but it really also underscores that the Fed has only got one lever in what's a very complex, multi-levered game.
All right. So speaking of that, as you know, President Donald Trump has promised to double the economy's growth rate to about 4%. It's below 2% now. Do you think that the Fed, by eking up the interest rate, is signaling any kind of confidence in the president's ability to meet his targets?
Actually, the Fed has said point blank that they can't put anything that is talked about in policy into their forecast until it is policy. So, no, the Fed's not reflecting anything that the administration or Congress is currently debating, because it's an only if. The other issue is, if it happens, what will really happen? And all the analysis on where we are in the economy today, we need to change fundamental things. Labor force growth, it's running about 0.5%. Half of that is immigration. If you cut back on immigration, which we're doing, you actually slow growth rather than increase growth. There's also a low participation rate among some very low-skilled individuals. So you really need to systemically raise the skills level. That's not the policies we're discussing today.
Diane, can I just jump in here for a second? Because you're bringing up something which I think is extraordinarily important, because Janet Yellen herself, a while back, said that, you know, while the Fed may be cautiously optimistic in the short term now. Real long-term optimism requires policy change, not necessarily monetary changes, right? She talked about the
absolutely.
Things you were just
this
talking about. Workforce development, investment in public education, ways to deal with increasing global competition and technology.
Changing in parental leave. This is bipartisan. This is by both the American Enterprise Institute and Brookings getting together. I mean, it's amazing how much economists are agreed on what needs to be done.
Yeah, so let me just to be clear, are you saying that the Fed or you don't necessarily believe that the policy tools are being put in place to achieve that long-term robustness in the U.S. economy?
Absolutely not. We're actually going in the opposite direction.
Well, Diane Swonk is CEO of DS Economics. She also advises the Federal Reserve. Thank you so much, Diane.
Thank you.